In Spain and in Greece, unemployment among under-25-year-olds is running at over 50%. In Portugal, there are lines every day outside the Angolan and Brazilian consulates as job seekers look for better fortunes in the country's former colonies. It is a vicious downward spiral, says John Springford of policy group the Centre for European Reform.
When people have been out of work for a long time, they tend to lose the skills that they have, they lose initiative, and also the social problems like drug and alcohol abuse can make them quite difficult to employ again.
Meeting in Brussels Friday, EU leaders agreed to spend $7.8 billion over the next 2 years to tackle youth unemployment. Herman Van Rompuy is president of the European Council.
We know that reforms take time and results won't be immediate. So we're also concentrating on launching actions with direct impact. Fighting youth unemployment and helping SMEs access to credit.
There are around 5.6 million unemployed young people in Europe, and the money simply won't be enough, says economist John Springford.
We're looking at about €1,000 per person. And the thing that we know about youth unemployment is that when unemployment is high generally, then youth unemployment will be even higher. And so this kind of problem is best sorted out by macroeconomic policy rather than microeconomic tinkering.
European commissioners have described this week as a good one for the EU after a deal was clinched on a $1.25 trillion seven-year budget for the bloc, ending months of argument between member states. Croatia joins the European Union on July 1st, while EU leaders agreed Friday to begin accession talks with Serbia no later than January next year. President of the European Commission, Jose Manuel Barroso, hailed the agreement.
This is historic. Let's not forget what happened not so long ago in that part of Europe with one of the most violent wars we saw, and now we will start negotiations with Serbia.
Key to the accession process has been the Serbian government's willingness to negotiate, says James Kerlinzi of the London School of Economics.
There has been tremendous transformation that's taken place over the past year since the arrival of a new government, which many people sort of thought would probably be a step back. It had a reputation of being nationalist, but in actual fact has made a whole range of moves. So most importantly on relations with Kosovo, which has been a very, very tricky subject since Kosovo declared independence in 2008.
Meanwhile, Latvia gained formal approval Friday to join the Eurozone on January the 1st, 2014, becoming the 18th country to use the currency. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.